There are 5 native species of viburnum in Wisconsin, plus 1 common ornamental that may be naturalizing. The maple leaf viburnum is a small, understory shrub more common in northern Wisconsin, where it's found in the maple beech forests of the northeast and along ravines and slopes in moist, rich woods. With its opposite, 3-lobed leaves, it can be confused with mountain maple. The fruit, however, is a black drupe, not a pair of samaras. When not in fruit, one can look for the stipules and hairs on the underside of the leaf and on the petiole to help distinguish this species from mountain maple. Viburnum opulus, variety Americanum, also known as Viburnum trilobum, is the highbush cranberry or American cranberry bush, a rather large shrub of open woods and disturbed edges in Wisconsin. This isn't the cranberry of bogs that we eat. It also has 3-lobed leaves, but there are 2 distinct glands on the apex of the petiole. The fruits are round berries that often persist long into winter. For some reason, highbush cranberry is not particularly nutritious or palatable for birds, so it's some of the last fruit to be taken in the winter. The birds will prefer other species before taking highbush cranberry. It's hard to tell apart from the European viburnum, the European viburnum opulus variety opulus, which has naturalized extensively in eastern North America after being planted as an ornamental. Viburnum lentigo is the nanny berry, a large shrub with opposite lanceolate leaves that are finely toothed. They're not lobed like the other 2 species we've just talked about. The petioles have a slightly wavy margin, which is distinctive. The buds are brown, and they're valvate, with 2 smooth triangular bud scales clasping over the bud. The fruits are red, turning blue, and elongate. Nannyberry is moderately shade-tolerant and favors mesic to wet mesic sites. Viburnum lantana is a cultivated shrub known as wayfaring tree or shadbush. It has dark green, unlobed, and rather coarse-looking leaves, with naked buds not covered by bud scales that are distinctive. The fruits are oval and red turning black. Viburnum lantana has escaped from cultivation due to being eaten by and dispersed by birds, but so far it's not become invasive.